freeing himself of a rat, Rab's stream battle glimpsed Silvermord disappearing up the steps and pointed in their direction. Flinging aside a stunned rat, Muta grunted and took off in pursuit. Rab went in an entirely different direction, as fast as his paws would carry him. He knew Floret, and he was certain of the exact point on the battlements where the vixen would emerge. Roof staggered upright, helped by Duddy. The hedgehog saw the rent in his friend's tunic and the blood seeping from his back.
Roof, she got you. Are you all right?
Roof crouched beside Fatch, cradling the shrew's head in his paws as he replied.
I'm wounded, but I live. What's wrong with Fatch?
Duddy saw the rips on both sides of the shrew's tunic and the spreading dark stains. Silvermord's sword had gone right through. Fatch's head lolled to one side as he smiled weakly into Roof's face.
Told you I'd look after you, didn't I, mate?
The eyes of Fatch, the loyal Gowsham shrew, clouded over and closed for the last time. Duddy Quill turned and guarded both his friends. Roof had both paws around the body of his protector, weeping softly as he rocked him back and forth. Silvermord panted hard as she pushed herself upward on the stones of the spiral stairs. Behind her, she could hear the relentless pad of Moose's paws getting nearer. Not daring to look back, the vixen pressed onward and upward, fear clutching her heart in its icy claws. Fumbling hastily, she unlatched the roof door, slamming it behind her as she dashed out onto the battlements with a sob of relief. Rab Streambattle stepped out from behind a turret, sword at the ready. Silvermord heard the door behind her burst into matchwood as the badger came cannoning out onto the battlemented roof. Whirling like lightning, she struck at Muta. The badger dodged aside, catching the blade in one paw as it hit the stonework. Though the edge cut into Muta's paw, she hardly felt it. The hated vixen standing before her was all that she could see. Dragging the sword from Silvermord's nerveless grasp, the big badger snapped the blade between her paws like a twig. With a scream of terror, the vixen took a running leap over the battlements. Muta and Rab dashed to the edge and watched Silvermord falling down, 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 to land with a dull splash in the moat. Rab smiled into Muta's angry, frustrated eyes.
She's mine, friend. Nothing escapes from an otter and water.
Dropping his sword, Rab sailed in a graceful arc as he dived from the battlements of Floret. He struck the water cleanly with hardly a splash. Muta watched the still moat from her high vantage point for a long time, but nothing disturbed the water save ripples. Then she saw Rab slip from the water and sit watching on the bank. Moments later, a still bloated form bobbed to the surface. Rab had spoken truly. Nothing did escape an otter in the water. Silvermord, the mate of Ergen the Gru, was no more threat to any living creature than the weed she floated among. A great calm fell over the badger as she waved to her friend below.